I'm here with Douglas McCorry of Asante Gold Corporation. Welcome, Douglas.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Can you tell us about Asante Gold and its projects?
Okay, Asante Gold is active in Ghana, West Africa. I've been active in Ghana since 1993, and I know the country like the back of my hand. Been quite successful in Ghana, have found more than, my team found more than 11 million ounces. And I'm formerly the president of PMI Gold, which is a company I built from a $2,000 investment to when it was bought out by Asanko at $183 million.
Wow, that's it's amazing. That's quite the history that you have in the mining industry. Can you tell us about Asante's gold projects?
Yes, so after I left PMI in 2012, I formed Asante Gold, and we basically acquired three exploration projects and a near-term producer called the Kubi Project. Kubi's had $30 million spent on it by Nevsun, BHP, PMI, and we acquired Kubi just recently, and we would like to put it in production as a near-term, high-grade underground mine.
And what's your near-term production target for that?
Yeah, Kubi should produce 40 to 50,000 ounces a year, and obviously we're looking at higher gold prices in the future, and there's significant drill intersections that are quite high grade in the 8, 10, 12 gram range. So we're hoping to raise $20 million for our program using primarily project debt to minimize dilution in the next year or so, and get underground and drill off those high-grade stopes, and then use custom milling, toll milling, direct shipping, which will maximize the IRRs and the NPVs.
Can you tell us about the permitting process and where you're on that, and also the logistics?
Yeah, permitting in Ghana is reasonably available. We have a temporary operating permit to do the portal and decline and the underground drilling, and it is our thinking that about 6 months into driving the decline, which will take about a year to drive, we would start the full permitting for a mine.
Okay. So you're not that far off then for how far are you up? Like 2-3 years from kind of production? Or?
Well, actually, we should have our first production in 12 months and full production in 18 months.
Full production.
And then a year or two into it, we would then decide whether to build our own mill. That would increase, obviously, security and recoverability.
How far is the mill that you'd be sending the ore to?
There are three mills that are located within about 120 kilometers, and the current cost is about 15 cents per ton kilometer, so that's just a fraction of a gram.
Okay.
And our expected ore grade is 6 to 7 grams, so it's just makes the most sense, the least amount of capital to get into production.
It's very economical. What are the company's advantages and upside?
Well, I think we got an extremely experienced team. As I say, I've been in Ghana for 23 years, found quite a bit of gold. I'm a geologist, geophysicist. We have Ned Goodman as our chairman of the board. He's deputy chairman of the CSE. And his history with Barrick and International Corona, etc. I've got the former mine manager of the Anglo Gold Obuasi mine. He just retired a couple of years ago. He can put Kubi in production very, very simply. Alex Heath, former Salmon Partners. So just a very, very strong board. So we've got great assets, a great board, and extremely low market cap, which we would like to grow.
So what is your market cap, and how many shares do you have fully outstanding and diluted?
We're at 36 million shares right now and a market cap of about $10 million. Stock price is around 20 cents. When we complete our acquisitions, we currently have a financing that we've just announced. We would be fully diluted, about 55 million shares, should all of that come through.
Can you tell us more about the financing and what price it's at and how much you're going to raise?
Yes, we set the price at 18 Canadian cents per share, which is 25% below our last close. And we're looking to raise $1 million. We can oversubscribe by up to 1.25 million. It's a unit, so it's got a full share and a half a warrant for 2 years at 25 cents.
And what would you do with the proceeds of $1 million?
Yeah, the use of proceeds is essentially half of the money will go immediately to drilling and some geophysics to get more drill targets, because we would assume that warrants and options would get exercised and we can just keep the drill turning.
What a great story. Can you tell us what your website is?
Website is www.asantegold.com.
Great, that's A-S-A-N-T-E gold.com. Thank you for your time, Douglas.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cal. Appreciate it.